Hello, Duchess. Today is the 4th of July, 1969, and this machine has given me a little bit of a problem, so let me just flip back. I hate to even flip back because it might not work again. It seems to stick. But anyway, happy 4th of July. It's a legal holiday, and you would never know that any holidays existed here in Vietnam. Nobody seems to observe them. Very few are even aware that there is a holiday. I have only seen a couple, this one and 30 May, and I think those are the only two. And as I say, they're just another working day. The same is true of Sundays, Saturdays, what have you. Anyway, I have some good news. First of all, my cast is off again. They took it off this afternoon, and my foot is just fine, Duchess. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's not swollen. In fact, it looks very good. I don't know what is going to take place with it in the near future. I mean, it could go out of joint again overnight. But one thing I will try, the cast, they save the back portion of it. You know, it's like a hollow, really it's a splint now, but the back portion and the heel part, I saved, and I'll try and wrap my foot in it at night when I go to bed. And I think that'll keep the foot supported. So hopefully this will help, and maybe if I do this for a few weeks, it'll rest it, because at night my foot relaxes and it has a tendency to go forward, and this is when it is almost impossible in the morning for me to pull it back up to, you know, put weight on it. So I can't tell you anything new on it. I wasn't supposed to have the cast off for another few days, but I called the doctor and asked him to, if he would take the cast off today, then I could go to Vung Tao like I had originally planned and have a few days there. So he said, sure, Ann, I'll take it off. And so he did. I went over this afternoon, and they didn't have an electric saw. You know, the first time they had a little electric circular blade, and it just cut zim-zim right through. But today they had just a rough-edged knife, and they took about a half hour or 45 minutes to cut it off. But this was a different dispensary. First time I was at Longbin, this time I was right here at 50th Med. It's located on this compound. It's just a couple blocks down the road. So anyway, the cast is off. My foot is fine. Until the next time. I asked them if there was something I could do, exercise or soak it in water or, you know, and they said they don't know, because they really don't know what it is that's wrong with it. They x-rayed, as I think I mentioned to you, they x-rayed both legs this time, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with the bone structure. There's no deposit of calcium or anything at all that they can detect on an x-ray. So it must be in the ligaments or the tendons, which do not show on an x-ray. And, of course, you know, they can't prescribe anything because they don't know what the cause is. But Dr. Sexton suggested I try to keep the splint on, particularly during the evening hours, you know, during the night when my foot is relaxed. And he feels that if it gets enough rest, it will eventually heal. Now, we'll see, Duchess. I don't know. It's been a full 6 months now that I've had the same problem. And it's real crazy because, you know, it'll go 2 or 3 weeks and nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it. And then it just pulls out a joint. And, of course, it's very painful, as you know, for a couple of hours or whatever till I either get back on it or put it back in the cast. So, anyway, that is good news. Then the second bit of good news is that I will get to go to Vung Tao a couple of days ahead of time. See, we have a staff meeting all day, the 8th and the 9th. We're supposed to report down there the night of the 7th if we can. because I think they're planning a little social, a little cocktail party or something on the night of the 7th, and I think another one on the night of the 8th. So I'll be leaving tomorrow morning, which is Saturday, and I'll have all day Saturday and Sunday and Monday before I have to officially be there. So it's really a three-day weekend, plus even the couple of days at the meeting will be a pleasant change, and I'll get a chance to meet some of the other club directors, and I'm really looking forward to it, you know. And also, I arranged through, what's his name, Major Scott. Well, he's in charge of Command Airplane, I don't know, something, company. Anyway, I had met him a few weeks ago, and I said, you know, where do you work? And he told me he flies the U-21s, a fixed wing. What it is, that just is a beach craft, and they hold about 7 or 8 passengers. Actually, he flies VIP people. It's like General Abrams and dignitaries is what his mission is flying VIPs. I don't know how many aircraft they have. I think they have several. Anyway, he had mentioned a few weeks back that if I ever needed a ride somewhere, you know, he'd be glad to help out. So I called him and said, well, I'd like to have a flight down to Vung Tau. It's only about a 15-minute flight. Anyhow, he's going to, he made arrangements. He just called me about a half hour ago to confirm it. And so I have a flight leaving at 9 o'clock in the morning at a Long Ton. Long Ton is just about 2 miles down the road. So I'll get a ride down there tomorrow morning, and I'll be on my way. And if we take off about 9 or 9:15, whatever, I should be there before 9:30. So I'll have a full day. So I won't be able to tape to you, Duchess. Well, I usually don't make a tape for about a week anyway. But today is Friday, and I don't plan to come back until Thursday. Oh, you know, I forgot to ask him about coming back. Oh, mercy, I've never thought about coming back. I'll maybe ask tomorrow. Anyhow, so I'm really looking forward to my little vacation, even though it's just 3 days plus the 2 days of meetings. It's, you know, 5 days away from the old grind, so to speak. And it has been a grind this last week. Of course, the end of the month, we had an awful lot of monthly reports, you know, paperwork, and I'm still clearing up odd bills and messes that Marie had left. I think this is the last month for, I had to wait till all her checks canceled out, you know, and it took months to go through the bank and all this stuff. In addition to that, my supervisor, the other Ann Campbell, had asked me to do, well, originally it was one thing. She had asked me to give a little talk on staff meetings, and I did that, and I wrote up some standard operating procedures for staff relationships, and I mimeographed all these things. And then I wrote up a list of references, ARs, you know, Army regulations and USERV regulations and first log regulations that would be, I thought, very important to club directors who are not familiar with some of the Army regulations. So I ran off 2 sheets of those, as many as I knew about. And again, I think of Ruth Matson so many times because I had a few papers from Korea, and the one was an Army division regulation that Ruth had written, and that's so helpful to me. I use it all the time. I should really write to Ruth and tell her how much I think of her in relationship to the proper training I have had, you know, because it has just been wonderful for me. I think I have Ruth's address someplace, but I don't know where. I think it's on a tape that Cree made me. Oh, and by the way, I made a tape to Cree immediately after I made a tape to you last week. It, you know, here I was telling you all these things to tell Cree, and I thought, why not make a tape to Cree? So I did. And so it has been a very busy week because, as I said, I had a lot of extra things to do. What else did Anne give me? Something else. Oh, she gave me all these good things to do at the meeting. But I'm glad in a way because I know that certain things would be very helpful to particularly these new gals coming in who they don't know what they're doing. And it makes it very hard if you get transferred from one club to another if the girls are not all on a systematic way of doing something. I mean, there is a set way of making certain things easier. If they would just make them unified and make an awareness of, have the girls aware of some of these things. I'm trying to think of other things while I'm talking, so I'm chewing up my words. I received a letter from you just yesterday, I think. Yeah, yesterday. And in that you had mailed a clipping of Miss New Jersey from Laurel Springs, was it? Who will be coming to Vietnam. Well, I don't know if we'll ever get a chance to see her. Not too many people come to Bearcat. It isn't that big, and it is big, but as I've said before, three-fourths of our population are Thai troops, and of course they get some Thai entertainment here, but it's very hard on the American performers because the Thais don't understand. So a lot of things, punchlines and American humor, get lost. They go right over the heads of the Thai troops, you know. So I can understand they're not sending a lot of people here. Anyway, that's the latest. Let's see, what else? You told me about your patio and your stones and your Farmer Gray gardening, right? Harper, the farmer or whatever. I think it's great, Duchess. I really am happy for you because just from listening to your tape,